Guys, it's another episode of Papa's Basement. We're doing this still.
Where the hell have you been, man?
Patrick, can I call you that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Patrick. Patrick, since the last time I recorded an episode of this show, I got engaged, I knocked up my bitch, and I bought a house and moved in there.
Wow.
So it's been...
Now, just to be clear, you got engaged to the same person you knocked up, or are you talking about two different people?
It's two different people.
Oh, interesting.
I rutted with a lovely Puerto Rican woman, and my fiance is very good with this, even though the child's not going to resemble her.
Okay.
Because she's pastier with blue devil eyes. Green eyes. I should know that. She's very proud of
your fiance's eye color.
Yeah. She's got green eyes. My fiance.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were brown.
So
I wish they were. I don't really trust lighter eyes. You know, like I got that Mediterranean thing. It's all devil shit to me. If it's not like brown, like a gerbil's eyes.
Usually I like chicks with blue eyes.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm proud of you. Proud someone appreciates that quality.
Luckily, he doesn't like green eyes, so you're good. He's trying to steal your lady. All right.
We'll do intros real fast. It's Papa's Basement, so-called, because my name is John Papa Giorgio.
And we're also in your basement now, for once.
That's
first time ever.
First time ever.
I guess,
I guess this is episode 750 or so. Maybe, right? I don't know. I haven't looked at the podcast website in forever. I haven't, I've debated doing one for a long time, but... Mostly, I've just been working like a fucking dog and dealing with a kid on the way, which freaked the ever-loving shit out of me. Not so much this time. She was pregnant before. Wait, sorry, I let the cat out of the bag. It's actually my fiance that's pregnant and not a random, fictitious Puerto Rican woman.
Yeah, just the way you introduced that, it sounded like two different people you were talking about, so I try to let you clarify.
I really wish.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So just this,
because if you're gonna have kids, just like Cromartie it, just do it NBA style and just fucking dump loads, like just deep dick loads.
Was he NBA or NFL?
Cromartie was NFL.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Antonio Cromartie.
I see you more of like a Nick Cannon type.
Oh, like giving
three-year-olds simultaneously.
Yeah, and giving them like incredibly black names, like exquisite genius.
Well, you
Prince
could do
Cannon
Greek. You could do that
like
same
that.
Thing as Greek names.
You talk about Powerful Queen.
Powerful Queen. Is that like one of his actual kids?
Yeah, I heard on Stern not that long ago.
I just remember
ago.
He had dumb kid names, and I went with it.
I think that one's the worst, if I recall.
Powerful Queen.
This is episode 753, according to your podcast.
753.
Yeah.
I mean, we did record a 753, but that was apparently such a saucy episode that it didn't see the light of day and kind of killed the momentum for us doing
since
the pod
we can't
for a
hear
while.
It, could you just give us like just some topics you may have hit that you can't hear?
I mean, this might shock you, but Will and I talked about our various sexual escapades. I'll elaborate for you, not together, Patrick. Just,
I mean, White Lotus is hot right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Shit we did in our 20s.
Okay.
And our third party, the beloved Michael Johnson, my good friend, just, it was enough to make him blanch. And afterwards, he kind of texted us a bunch and was like, I'm not super comfortable with what got said by me and everyone else. And
all right, so no sexual talk tonight then.
Just no, we can do fuck talk.
I was gonna say, me taking the condom off mid-sex was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So what Will's trying to say is, when he committed this felonious sex act, it's still within the statute of limitations.
Yeah, just to be clear, I don't endorse stealthing in any way, shape,
or form. Yeah, yeah. But Will wants you to know that he could be prosecuted not just in civil court but criminal court for what he did.
But this isn't
we had
real.
Consensual
you guys...
unprotected sex many times after that.
I don't know if it works that way.
You guys were just doing a bit, right? Like, so it's not a big deal, but just
that
never made it to air. So now
this is what's called a callback in the business, where Will repeatedly talks about raping and murdering a woman in 1992.
that bitch is married and works for the government, so if she wants to go down that road.
Do you know if she got, did she get doged yet?
Or? I don't know. I was curious. Like, she
look her up on Facebook.
Well,
what, like, if she got doged, it'll now link to an OnlyFans?
Or no, like, LinkedIn, but, yeah. I mean, she's in an agency where that's very likely, and I thought about, like, reaching out to her, because I don't really, like, hate her or anything, but...
Oh, I thought you were gonna just do ha-ha.
No, I don't hate her, like the other
there is
one.
No Department of Guitar, bitch. There's, can't fire
are you gonna
me.
Be her shoulder to cry on?
No, that's what I was afraid of, though. I was like, okay, maybe we start banging again, and then you're right back to where you started.
Yeah.
What, getting pussy? Not a bad place to be.
When I'd I was like to younger, be like, I really don't want to fuck with someone if they're not like completely single. Like, I'm too old
that's
for that goddamn
pretty smart.
Nonsense.
Yeah, that's a pretty smart policy, I think.
Oh, I am not in that camp.
Do like, you want so to tell them who the hell I am before we get too deep into this?
Whoops. Well, we said Patrick, but we'll elaborate on that. You're not.
His last name is.
Yeah, no, we'll leave it out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what Will's going to say about me later, so we'll save that for the next episode.
So our third mic is a buddy of mine, Patrick, that I've done improv with, or as I sometimes call it, like, gay comedy, you know?
I've never heard it described that way, but...
Sissy comedy? Not a pejorative gay. I like gay people. Like, I have nothing against them. But you know what I mean. The way we used to say it in the 80s and 90s. And I'm not trying to be Joe Rogan here and say we should get to say that in that way. But
I'm catching a little shock jock vibe. I'm not going to lie.
It's fine. I
think improv's pretty damn cool, man. Like, why are you going to make fun of it?
I love it. It's just, I guess there's like a by default, a bit of a silliness to it that at least maybe the stand-up that I came up with tries to... not run with. Like, stand-up maybe tries to be a little more edgy. I don't know, man.
Okay. Well,
what do you feel about improv, for real? Because, yeah, we do improv together. Not even long form, which, if you're a student of improv at all, is, I guess, like, the more highfalutin, artsy.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Like, we do short form. Like,
well, we do...
Goofy
we're doing
shit.
Long form tomorrow night, at
oh,
least at the
God,
end of the show.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But
that is not going to be a good show.
Improv can be really fun, and I definitely see that, like, it can be nerdy, and, like, there's a lot of overlap with theater, and I get all that, but, like, you and I are fairly funny with it. We're not, like, doing cheesy
stuff. We are. We're good with
it.
I think there's, especially in long form, there's something about, like, having to take on a character where, for my money, I appreciate more speaking in my own voice, you know? I don't know what it is, but inhabiting a character, whatever you say in that, I don't like it as much as me just talking as me, John. So, like, when we do this pod, I enjoy this more. And that aspect of stand-up, I kind of like more. Even though I fucking hate stand-up. I've tried it many times. And
I have never tried it.
It's not fun. It's just not fun.
I like seeing it, but... it sounds so boring to me to tell the same jokes and over and over again. And that's why I like improv, is all just off the cuff.
Exactly. It's
pretty
funny.
Much.
I mean, you don't have to prep. Stand-up is a bunch of writing. So it's like doing fucking homework. And then you go up and people are like, oh, you're going to bomb. It's not that you bomb. It's that you're performing to an audience of like five other comics who don't give two shits about you.
Well,
and
to
will
be
not
fair,
react.
A lot of improv can be just doing improv for other improv people. Not necessarily our shows, but...
Yeah, we actually have an audience.
Will, what do you prefer, improv or stand-up?
To watch?
Yeah.
Stand-up, just because that's what I grew up with, like, aside from, you know, watching John, I never, like,
that's cool.
Watched improv.
I didn't either. I fucking grew up, again, not to be shock jockey, but I was like, whenever Whose Line came on Comedy Central, my 10-year-old brain was this, you know... pejorative
really?
Word for homosexuals shit.
I loved Whose
Where's
Line
Kids
is it
in
anyway?
The Hall, which had an actual gay cast member and a lot of homoerotic stuff, but I ate that up. I loved sketch. I loved stand-up. I don't know why I didn't like Whose Line. In fact, when I first hung around women in my teens, a friend of mine, his twin sister, I loved, I had a huge crush on her because it was like I could fuck my friend but not be gay, you know?
Megan?
Meg, Andrew's sister. But like she and her little buddies were obsessed with Whose Line out of all the shit on Comedy Central. And that could have been my in had I not needed to be Captain Hardcore about everything. But instead, of course, I shat all over him for watching Whose Line and then went home and beat my meat.
I mean, have you looked her up on LinkedIn? Is she still single or? Well, I guess you're not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay. Oh, well, but that's too bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like my girl's pregnant enough where I don't think it's like cheating, you know, at a certain
what trimester does that stop counting?
Like third trimester, I think you can just fuck.
Okay.
Like it's okay. Like she's big enough where it's not sexual anymore, you know,
interesting.
Like if you're having sex, it's a performative act of like caring for your partner, but it's not a lustful act. In the third trimester, I assure you. Like, you're...
I have never had prego sex.
It's... Yeah. I'm looking forward to not having it. Because it's a lot of working around things. And God forbid you try to prone bone because you might kill the kid if you get too into it. So...
He's going to come out looking like fucking Sloth from Goonies.
Yeah, like yeah. He's going to look like something from Minecraft because you fucked him against the hard mattress. I'm not having the best time of it.
I don't think anyone does.
No, yeah. It's not when great. Is this bundle and I feel extra arriving. Shitty because I think she's full of like prego hormones, so she's extra horny. And I'm just like, here's a vibe. Knock yourself out, kid. I'm going to watch The Pit. No while. Great, great stuff.
Much longer before you're able to have the type of intercourse you prefer?
You mean anal, man? July, like end of July.
Okay,
she's due.
Yeah, but then she's not going to be able to have sex for like at least 6 weeks.
Yeah,
after this
then that shit's ground zero. All
John's
going to
be putting red X's every day on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just be like, is the ass in play? Like, I'm Greek. Work with me. Can you?
Is that a Greek thing?
That's
like the one Greek stereotype.
Yeah, that we love anal. Ironically,
I just know what's the weird liqueur that they drink in Greece.
Oh goddamn, what was it called?
Ouzo. That's like the only thing I really know. And like you know, olive
baklava,
oil and shit.
But that's not even Greek. That's just like kind of Middle Eastern.
They down that shit at lunch.
I'm mostly like English descent. Fish and chips and fucking Queens. I guess that's about all we got. I've
never had fish and chips.
Which is a fried,
it's like a fried chunk. Cod patty and fries, I guess.
You've never had fish sticks and fries?
Well, one fish sticks is not fish and chips, all right? Let's not be culturally
insensitive
here.
I know. I've had like a higher end fish and chips thing.
And chips at a good place is pretty tasty.
Delicious.
Like the malt vinegar. But like
it's fried shit and fried
there's
shit.
A lot of places that make a really crappy fish and chip, so I would only get it somewhere like...
You have to get it's old school. Like in the... You Shook Me All Night Long video where it's wrapped in newspaper.
Yeah.
That's how I used to serve it. And
I can't do too much fried shit anymore.
It's disgusting.
All old now, so.
I don't know. It's in the last month or so. If I take in too much fat in any meal, like I just have explosive diarrhea like an hour later.
Sweet.
I was going to say for me, it almost causes like reflux or something. Like I start burping a lot and all that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great, because I like to think if you shit something out fast enough, it's like purging with laxatives, you know, like you didn't get all the calories.
Oh, maybe. It doesn't count if you just eat it and it goes right through.
Yeah, yeah.
I think our mom used to do that when she was younger.
Yeah, like, she didn't have the discipline to barf using like a toothbrush or anything like that to empty out the front side.
She would just power down some fish and chips.
And then like take laxatives and like immediately shit it out.
Yeah, which I don't think it works that way. You know
I don't mean? Either.
Like you'll shit out what you ate the day before with a vengeance doing that.
Well, now they give you drugs so that you don't want to eat anything or it makes you feel nauseous. They're doing the opposite. Instead of blowing it out, you're just...
Which not makes sense. Anything. It's the same thing. Like, they have drugs for alcoholics where it's like if you drink, you just get like violently ill immediately. So it's like a way to force you to not drink. So I think that's what Ozempic is with food.
Hmm. Imagine an alcoholic that's also on Ozempic and those anti-alcohol pills. It's no fun.
Fucking masturbating 18 times a day. Just anything to get that dopamine fix.
That or like maybe practicing stand-up.
Oh, you think stand-up's going to give you dopamine? My God. No, I went back to it. I don't even know how much I talked about this.
I remember because you stepped away from the improv troupe for a while.
Yeah, I went back to it like a year or something ago. Something like that. Like they offer this class, 5 minutes to funny, over the DC Improv. And this Philadelphia comic, Chris Cochia, he used to come down like every Sunday from Philly to teach this. And post-pandemic, when they offered it strictly online, he now takes off every third week or some shit. So you get like 3 weeks in person and then 1 week like a online consultation with him. But I got there. I got to do that because Allison, the woman that runs the DC Improv, like I love her. She's great. I somehow I think she just remembers everyone that goes there or like participates in the classes. Cause I don't want to act like I should have stood out for any reason, but she always treated me like so sweetly anytime I came in. And, she was like, "You're a locksmith, right?" Long story short, I've been doing lock work for them. And like, typically I'll just like get a class out of it instead of charging them. Cause I'm like, I don't want to charge you guys. I love you guys. So I did the stand-up class and I had been doing it, like doing mics and shit like that. And it was just so profoundly and I got good feedback. I don't want to make it sound like I ate shit. Like I've had too much stage experience to be terrible at it. Like who's the Tony Woods?
He's a comedian.
Tony Woods saw me perform and he was like, "Oh, it was very funny, young man." I was like, "Thank you for calling me a young man. I'm very great."
You're 5 years older than him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll take it, Tony. Thank you.
Norton always goes on about how much he loves Tony Woods and how he's underrated.
I've seen Tony at many mics in the area and he's incredibly skilled, but he also seems to just like to not do things on stage and then be like, "I don't give a shit." And you're like, "I respect that, Tony, but how about another joke, sir?"
Is he just a DC area comic? I'm not familiar.
No, he's national. I mean, he's national. He's out of this area. He's tied to Chappelle, right? Or in some capacity.
Maybe.
I think he was on Rogan at some point. I don't listen to Rogan, but I believe this is a fact that he appeared on this program.
It could be because, I mean, Rogan like used to kind of follow that O&A thing where it's like, okay, you have comics in.
Yeah.
There's a comedic element. I don't know when it switched to just like conspiracy theory, like stoner talk bullshit.
Well, it's weird because he'll have some comics on.
Not
also,
really anymore.
Tim Dillon was on the other day. I read the Rogan.
No, but Tim Dillon's also like a celebrity at that point. He kind of transcends comics.
You don't listen, but you read the Joe.
Yeah,
Rogan
this is my weird thing because I listened to Opie and Anthony for a very long time.
Yeah, and I listened to him too.
I loved the Opie and Anthony subreddit because it was just people that bitched about every aspect of the show and fucking hated it. That show, that subreddit, the show's gone. The subreddit's gone too. Even I hadn't listened to the subsequent shows, the Sam Roberts show, the Jim and Sam show, whatever the fuck. But I would occasionally go to those subreddits to, again, see them express virulent hate about the show that they still listen to. Like, I love that paradox. You know what I mean? I hate this thing so fucking much that I'm going to listen to every hour of it every day and then talk about it online. The Rogan subreddit gives me that. And it's just people talking about what a dipshit little shaven gorilla Joe Rogan is, which is what I gather of the man.
That's my assessment.
Yeah, he seems like at one point he might have been somewhat more interesting, but now he just kind of like apes Russian talking points with no critical thought whatsoever. And people call him a tard on Reddit and make fun of his height, and that delights me. And so, yes, I know that Tim Dillon was on there the other day, and basically Rogan, it's funny because these comedians now can't really risk drawing his ire.
Ire.
Yeah. Why did I do that?
Ear is the Spanish.
Why?
Ire.
Yeah. So they have to, they on their own pods will say fuck knows what, like much more, I don't know, critically thought out opinions. And then Rogan is just like, "Oh man, did you know that they're making people shit in cat boxes and you have to acknowledge their pronouns as cat and they?" And like the comedians just have to be like, "Huh, that is fucked up, Joe. You are correct." And that's the show for like three goddamn hours, I guess.
I haven't listened to it in at least 5 years.
I tried one time, maybe like 8 to 10 years ago or some shit. Like some dudes The Big Brown and Burnsy show. I did a show with them once. They're just fellow DC podcasters. I think Big Brown moved to New York and is living a great life, and Burnsy had three kids, so he's not living a great life. But the show is gone because of probably the three kids more than the move to New York. Anyhow, Burnsy recommended I listen to it one time, and I downloaded it, and it was like goddamn 5 minutes of commercials right up front. I'm like, is this a fucking joke? I guess if you are familiar with the show, you know to flip forward 5 minutes and just enjoy yourself. But
yeah, a lot of podcasts are like that now. But if you use like the Apple app, you can just jump,
do
like
the jump 30.
This hit that 30 second button so much.
Yeah,
like
I
indentation
think...
on the glass on my phone.
Mine indentation is just the like on Grindr. Like that's where I've worn a groove.
What's,
in my glass.
What area of the screen is that located in?
Whichever one isn't covered in my seed. You know.
Okay.
I scroll to get to that.
And how many ads will be at the beginning of this episode of this podcast now that you're back?
Just Blue Chew and Grindr. Like, oh, okay. How to get erections and how to enjoy them.
Do you take the Blue Chew before you go to your Grindr meetups, or do you...
It's a ritual.
Book the meetup and then eat the Blue Chew like on the way there.
Yeah, no, I'll like pop it in their urethra and then suck it out. And then I'm ready to go. But not till then, because I beat it too much and it's just dead. And I'm a married man.
It must be fast acting. I've never used Blue Chew.
I haven't either.
Is it just Viagra? Like generic Viagra? What the fuck is
it? I mean,
Blue
it sounds like a chewable shit, gum. Do you chew the Blue Chew?
I imagine. I think
yeah,
it's like probably
has the word
gummy
chewing.
Vitamin.
Really? That right. Gives you a boner?
I
we should
so.
Get them as a sponsor. Fuck.
Yeah.
They sponsor like every goddamn podcast.
Yeah, that's
Steven
just their
Singer.
Their thing. I had, I think I had a dildo sponsor for a couple weeks or something.
Did you?
Nice.
I did, yeah. They gave me Clone-A-Willy. I think it's called Clone-A-Willy.
Oh, where you like pour latex on your dick. And
yeah,
make,
like
a
the
mold
like
of
plaster
it.
Caster.
How many clones
on.
Of your member did you create with that?
None. I gave them away to listeners.
Oh.
I sent them all to a German chick. Like, I was a fan.
She's just cloning her turds.
Her, cloning
Hans,
her.
Come here.
clone a clit? I don't know what she did with it, you know?
Dieter, put your wiener here.
But she was in Germany?
Yeah, I had to send it through customs. It was great.
Oh, Lord.
It was like, what are you sending? And I was just
the,
like,
imagine the tariffs on that now, man. That would be like twice the price.
Unfathomable. Yeah. God damn.
Going to have to go back to the olden days and just get a piece of wood and just carve a likeness of your member.
Yeah, like pray to God
out.
You got all the splinters out of it.
Well, you just sand it real good.
Lacquer the shit out of it. Your chick just looks like a catcher's mitt afterward. That's not good. It's not good. But yeah, we're in the basement of my house. I have a house.
Yeah,
now.
It's
I'm
been
a
7 months. You got your fiance. You got engaged. You got her pregnant. You bought a house.
Will,
what else?
Will sniffing like, did I smell fart? The answer is yes.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. Well,
I
outed
a shitty
myself.
Sense of smell.
No, oh, well, good, because I've been emptying out for the last 4 hours.
I'm glad I chose this chair.
Oh yeah, I ate way too much sugar alcohol. A bunch of Catalina Crunch treats arrived in the mail, and I've just been.
Oh, that shit's a laxative.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been eating their knockoff Oreos since 3 p.m.
That's what that box was in your kitchen when I got here.
Yeah,
oh, thank
yeah.
You're
I
playing with
no.
Fire because you'll like be in your car. Like I fucking shit my pants in my car like 2 months ago. Like,
how bad?
Awful. Oh, I mean complete evacuation.
Nice.
How
nice.
Far were you from?
Like 2 minutes. That was the worst part. I was coming from like around the corner from my fucking house. I'm like, make it. And I was like, this ain't happening.
God damn.
And I fucking live in a building. I'm on the 16th floor. I'm just like, please, Christ, like, don't let there be someone else on the elevator. Like, thank God there wasn't. It was like relatively late.
So was it like a partial or like a giant man-sized turd?
It was just like liquid.
Okay.
Like seeped into my car.
Do you just throw Do you just throw that off the roof and like take a shower and
no,
change
I threw them in the washer.
Okay.
Like I
yeah.
still wear those pants.
I never get why people say that. Like, just discard them. It's like, well, don't you just rinse them, put them in the wash like anything else?
Well, again, the same thing. Like, what am I gonna do? Carry doo-doo pants like down the hall, like
yeah.
throw them in the trash chute? Like that's even worse.
Like, I haven't shit my pants yet, so I don't know.
You've never shit your pants?
No, I've had some like urinary things. That's the joy of being in your 40s, right? Is like sometimes right before you get to the bathroom, it just starts.
Oh,
now, like you drink like 40 ounces of water trying to stay hydrated and healthy. And
that
stuff,
was
and
then, happening to me.
Yeah,
that was happening to me when I was on. So when I finally moved out and I had my apartment, I got my a little coffee machine courtesy of Eva Crickson. our you know, erstwhile co-host. She'll be on someday again. Eva had two kids. If you want the running thread to this show, it's a Kids Destroy Podcast. You know, Michael's got one. Eva's got two. You don't hear from any of them now.
Well, Michael's is older, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you could have Michael's kid on the podcast if they're old enough. I don't know.
No, no. She's still like 10-ish. She's not.
Yeah, it's probably for these topics, probably at least a few years away. Okay.
Yeah. No, you're going to make an off-color joke well, here, you know, I love Michael.
You got Will's old reliable. I'll come do this with you, man.
I would like that. I think another thing that wasn't very motivating for me is like, you know, there's nothing self-deprecating to say here, but like my business has just been very good lately. And so I've both been busy as fuck because my huge client will send me anywhere from like to Towson to they sent me a couple weeks ago to Richmond. So there are times I'm on the road for like 2.5 hours just to get to a location. And I get good compensation for it, but I don't come home feeling particularly creative. Like, basically, I just want to shovel shit in my face after that and then sit on the couch with my girl. And then once she's passed out, like, beat off and then go to bed. Like, that's, you know, while she, like, Peg Bundy style begs for sex. And I'm just like, no. No, Peg. And then flush the Ferguson toilet that's apparently right next to my couch.
What are you doing when you're in the car for 2.5 hours?
Also beating his meat.
Yeah, also flushing a toilet and beating my meat.
Oh, okay.
No, man, I do a mix of listening to, like, 1988 thrash metal shit.
Oh, we talked about this. Let's get a couple of your heavy hitters and get your brother's a true musician.
Yeah,
I don't think Will ever
listened to quite as heavy. Okay, so we're gonna go right now to
your recents on Apple Music.
Oh, I can't wait to see his reactions to these.
Okay, so
he's mentioned some of it.
The song that's playing right now is Mutilation by Death off their Scream Bloody Gore album. But
I've tried listening to them because I know like Richard Christie played drums for them.
Yeah, but yeah. Oh yeah, Leprosy is great. Symbolic is great. Their final album was fucking amazing. Sound of Perseverance.
I think that's the one Richard played drums
on. Oh, Sound of Perseverance is good.
Will, are you a metal guy? Like, what's your genre?
A lot of hard rock and metal. I mean, I listen to like all kinds of shit. Like, let me see, like, what my...
Yeah, so I downloaded AC/DC's High Voltage. The problem with albums like that is, like, the good cuts you've heard 100 times.
Yeah, at every classic sporting event in your entire life.
Yeah, like, fucking... It starts off with, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
That's a good song.
It's fucking great!
I've heard it
a million times.
I only heard it in School of Rock, I think.
The Jack? You've heard The Jack a bunch?
I've heard of it. I don't know if I've heard
the
song.
TNT?
Oh, yeah.
I've definitely heard TNT.
Yeah, that's one of those things like Back in Black. Like if you was it Smells Like Teen Spirit or Enter Sandman? If you sit and listen to them, you're like, this is a good song. It's like I've heard this fucking thing 5,000 times.
Yeah, I'm a hokey, so like the Enter Sandman, like I think it's fun. They do that to open the games, but like I've heard it 10,000 times.
Yeah, you're numb to it. Yeah. I can recreate the entire music video in my head.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, all the songs. Like, if I want to hear Back in Black, I can just play it in my fucking head right now. Like,
yeah.
I don't need
that. What's the most embarrassing music you've listened to lately, each of you?
Oh, God. I mean,
Are
we going off, like, the list? Like, just shit I listen
to? Just anything you're willing to admit for our listeners.
Here, let me see if I can play it.
Yeah, just play it into the mic. I don't know.
Copyright strike.
Yeah, we'll see if YouTube pulls it, but yeah. If you're familiar with Throw That Boy Pussy.
I'm not familiar, but I think I should be.
Wait for the chorus. About to make them dance.
Where did you discover this?
This and the next one, it's like I both heard on like far right podcast. So that one I heard on Kumia's show.
Okay.
And then this one I heard on Gavin McGinnis.
Good Lord, what the fuck are you listening to these days?
Did you leave your red hat in the car, Will? What are we doing here?
Oh, some download shit.
Sounds like The Weeknd.
Just want to take a second.
Oh.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
Well, at least it has a very positive message.
I have a couple more embarrassing cuts. And this, I was not finding something on the sly while you were... So this is a song that came on. This is Pobre Soñador by El Tree.
That means poor Soñador. You don't habla.
So this came on one time while I was shoving tacos in my face. And I did a little Shazam.
I did the same thing at Nando's Peri Peri.
Yeah.
I got like a fucking... South African?
No, it's Portuguese.
Like. Oh, okay.
Speaking of AC/DC, like when it cuts to him screeching, he's like a fucking Latino Brian Johnson. Like, give it a second. See your thing.
Did you get tacos to eat while you listened to this?
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Okay,
fucking tacos.
Awesome. That sounds
what is
amazing.
That, Taco Rock? Is this what the fuck they put?
No, some like actual Latino taco joint next to the old station where we used to record, the public access station.
Where's there a taco? District Taco? Or no,
no, no. Like, no. Like not in Mosaic. Across Gallows, where there's like an Aldi maybe or some shit. It's in that shopping center.
Oh, yeah, God. I don't venture in there. There's like an H Mart.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Where you can buy like a severed cow's head.
You guys both grew up here. Have you lived anywhere else that actually has good tacos?
I used to live in LA, but I don't get out much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I
LA has good tacos.
By my standards, I like the tacos here. Like, I
where are you from?
I grew up here, but my dad's side of the family is originally from California, so I moved out there after college for 10 years.
Which part?
San Diego.
Okay,
and they have amazing tacos out there.
But it's like all like street style.
Yeah, but that's the good shit.
I like
now. I'm a taco snob. There's only a couple places I can eat in the whole DC area.
Do you like Taco Zocalo?
I have not tried that, but probably not.
They're pretty legit. I like. Okay.
I can get down with the street style shit, but I like what Taco Bamba does in a taco.
You're
like,
a cheese, rice, refried bean guy, aren't you?
No, I hate that shit. Oh. Like, Taco Bamba does weird hybrid crap with
I think that's the place you took me for when we watched that Commanders game, like the first game of the season this year.
Yeah.
That was all right, but I think I had, like, tacos. A Korean bulgogi taco.
Yeah, like, I want weird shit like that.
I mean,
like
that tasted okay, but
that's
not
the poor K-pop taco is what you had. Yeah, with, like, Korean fried chicken.
And then what was that weird mart you took? We had to go to some weird place to get, like, lime flavored chips, and they had like Pepsi everywhere. What was that weird supermarket?
Yeah, I don't remember the name. It was like World Mart or something. Like the Latino
spicy plantains and
in
Alexandria.
Yeah,
yeah, there was one
near
his
old
near where Kelly used to live.
Yeah,
yeah, there's one right there.
I fucking like. I nearly cheated any time I walked in that place. Like every fucking cash register chick was just like a 4'6" Latina. Like I just. It wasn't. It was tempting. It was very, very tempting.
Too bad you stopped learning Spanish after high school.
Yeah, I fucking all you have to say is like, how much dinero? You know, that's the Spanish flirting that
I know. Quanto.
Quanto. Yeah, quantas question. Quanto question.
Yeah.
Puchocha.
Exactly. Quanto cuesta puchacha.
How much your pussy cost?
I'm sure that would go over really
well.
The
funny thing is, it probably works. You probably just laugh.
Yeah. And then you say, like, Cardo Verde? Cardo Verde?
Well, why don't you try it sometime and let us know?
Yeah, no.
How long were you out in L.A.?
A year.
Okay. Didn't like it?
No, it was like... first of all, our dad died like like 5 weeks after I moved out there.
Yeah, that'll ruin
a
good time.
No.
And I was just, like, real fucked up on, like, drugs and alcohol back then. Like, I used to be very different. Like, now... You know, sober. Like, I try to go to the gym every day. And it's like, back then, I was fucking smoke weed all day. Drink. Like, there was one time I started drinking 151 at, like, 10, 11 in the morning.
Spicy.
And I was taking, like, bong rips later. I was just fucking That was maybe like one
little Edward 151 hands, you know.
Like that might be the only time
with a 90% death rate.
I've blacked out.
Oh, I've blacked out many
times. Like I was just time traveling the rest of the evening. Yeah. Like you just
remember a couple shapes and colors. That's about
no. It's just like again, like I'm awake. Like I never fell asleep, but it's like one moment I'm walking down the street. The next moment I'm in some drug dealer's house. The next moment I'm back at my apartment, and it's like just no concept of what happened in between.
Bunch of Latino guys asking if you've ever gotten your shit pushed in, and they find your
God damn it! What is that guy? I just saw that guy that something else. On you. Fuck.
Dude, the guy that was in like what 187 and what the fuck?
He's been in a lot of shit, but yeah, he's always the guy like
that one.
I've had my shit pushed.
Like that Spanish guy with the fucking Jason Newsted hair.
But that's all I can think of every time I see him. Like, I think he's in like some of those shitty like CBS like crime procedurals that are like on the air now.
It's funny, like we refer to that as that shitty CBS show because it is, but to an actor, like that's the golden fucking ring. He's like, I got benefits and a network paycheck now. This is the fucking tits.
Oh yeah, you would throw your whole life away to be on like NCIS Chicago.
No, I'd be proud to be like,
paycheck there has to be 10 grand an episode.
I'm the guy who asked Ethan Hawke if he ever got a shit pushed in.
Yeah.
That's what I'm famous for.
I would like to hear the rest of that story.
No, it's from Training Day.
Oh, you're saying, to. I thought you meant that.
No, I think that guy we're referring to, yeah, he might have been on Breaking Bad.
I'm trying to picture him. I haven't seen Training Day since it came out, which is what God, like.
Like when Denzel
ago,
abandons him in that, like, Latino drug house.
Oh, yeah.
To get killed by Cypress Hill.
Yeah, and they're like, look around, Holmes. He's not coming back. And he looks out the window, and Denzel's car is gone. Yeah.
Maybe you will end up dating a Latino market cashier someday.
I don't know. I was going to say, like, yeah, the one Latin girl I dated was violent, drunk, and is now dead. So I don't know if we need to repeat
I like
that.
To specify a couple things. One, half Latina.
True.
Two, I'm the one responsible for bringing her into our lives, so I apologize for that. And three, neither of us were responsible for the death. Just okay. Will's only going to admit to one felony per show.
Will's exes are not having a good episode. I will say that
most of them are pieces of shit.
My last serious girlfriend was half Puerto Rican, and she was lovely. She was great.
How long were you together?
It was only like 7 months, but it was.
That's not serious. She was fucking someone.
No, man.
It was a little different.
It was
like we started dating like a month before COVID started. So those were an intense 6 months.
Yeah, so I was like
were you fucking through a plastic
single.
Sheet like yeah. Hasidim or
we had sex through over Zoom.
Oh, okay. Hey, man.
No, she lived a couple miles away. We hung out like five times a week.
I used to fucking beat off over AIM Direct Connect. So hey, you know, technology's come a long way.
No, we hung out in real life, but
I think like every COVID relationship is now over.
I think a lot of them definitely are. She was also going through a divorce. Like it was just a very intense pressure cooker
for everyone. It's like
situation.
Yeah, a lot of people, you're almost like living together right away.
Oh, if you decided to get
almost.
Sequestered together. Yeah,
yeah.
We didn't quite go that far with it.
You're
but
right.
Yeah, it was,
I mean, I was really faithful to my Animal Crossing island during COVID. And the instant I got that jab, that shitbox got Cray-merica has never been booted up since.
Cray-merica. The name of your island. I didn't play that one. I did a lot of Call of Duty during.
Oh no, man! Animal COVID. Crossing came out legit. I want to say the week after lockdown, and to this day, if I hear that intro, I get chills down my spine. I'm like, oh no!
I met you like kind of when we were regrouping the improv troupe after COVID. Did you try doing comedy online during COVID?
No, I had
it was
way too much
just
respect
fucking
for myself.
Awful.
No, the only thing I did during COVID comedy related was a sketch class through UCB, and Farrah, the teen mom, was in my class.
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
The one with the fake tits who got fucked in the ass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Backdoor teen mom was in my class.
Well, you never told me this. What the hell?
Oh, God. Let's tell the. Have you told the story in the podcast? Because I've heard it and it's great.
Oh okay.
No! I've never heard shit about this.
Oh yeah,
dude, Will's perked up so hard. He's like,
she looks
fan.
Like inhuman now. She went way too far with the plastic surgery, but
she looked like human-esque.
Yeah, this is, I'm saying now, like, yeah, 5 years.
Hold on. You know what? I took a few photos on the sly, of the class Zoom.
Well, this is an audio medium. So
oh,
sure. I know.
It's an online class.
Yeah. I wasn't like in class with her.
Oh, okay.
No.
Gotcha.
It was based out of L.A., so we were on like L.A. hours.
No, I thought, I was like, why is that bitch in D.C.?
No, okay. And she submitted these sketches that were just fucking terrible.
Me getting fucked in the ass by James Dean.
I don't know a lot about her, but comedy is definitely not something I would think about.
By the end, it was just links to her Pornhub account. No, it was...
How much is her OnlyFans every month, John?
I need to check because it was prohibitively expensive last time, and that's why I didn't sign up. God damn it. Never mind. COVID was 2020.
Yeah.
I was looking at 2021.
How soon we forget.
That shit was over 5 years ago.
It's ridiculous. God.
That really has flown by.
Damn, there's a lot of...
So you don't foresee her hosting Saturday Night Live anytime soon?
No. I mean, she could like barely articulate an English sentence. It was great because we saved... So I was in that class with... my friends Dawn, JJ, Kevin, it was a bunch of us that I did improv with, and we saved like all of them. Oh yeah, there she is right there.
I love women with Jewy faces.
Yeah, I think she's just Italian though. So yeah, we recorded her because she was like so inane, and the sketches, so we kept a sketch writing group going.
Mm-hmm.
For like months
after the class
okay. And our reward to ourselves was we have I think like 4 or 5 saved Farrah sketches, and we would read those, like we would do like one per week, and it'd be like rotating who got what part and whatever.
And this is all like well after she did the porn and shit, right?
That didn't pick up on Mike, but I let out maybe like a 7-second fart.
It sounded like a crocodile. It's very deep.
It's like when Predator's near and you hear him start like clicking the woods.
more the Xenomorph's echolocation. I'm gonna say that. That was well after the porn.
Did you consider trying to like sneak into her messages and like hook up with
no
her?
Man
that,
she's
that was
in
never,
LA like getting,
I don't know, buy a plane ticket.
James
Will was
Dean.
Very interested in her,
yeah, but she's taking a dick from James Dean, you know what I mean? Like
what happened? That dude dropped off the face of the fucking earth.
Oh, I can tell you why. You don't
he
know
got,
why
I heard oh, something he about that guy something? He got like canceled or something for
there he
being,
is
too aggressive with the ladies.
Yeah, he was,
oh,
so
yeah.
He was very
that.
Much
yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm the feminist porn star, like to the point there was a reporter who literally was like, you know what? I'm gonna like assert my femininity by recording a scene with James Dean, and so she just like got waxed and then like got dicked out by James Dean.
I read about her because I think she does like stand up in DC.
Really? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
God damn it, you are right.
Yeah.
Good recall, sir.
Let's see this bitch. What's her name?
Because it was on one of the like popular blogs, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
Ago.
And
yeah.
What's so funny is now she can't even cash in on that because, yeah, James Dean, then a bunch of his co-stars were like, yeah, like off screen, he's like a piece of shit. He choked me the fuck out kind of stuff.
I forgot about all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So now she just got dicked out by like a canceled guy. So it's fucking hilarious because it's all for naught. And now she just had sex on camera for nothing. And her father at one point existed and has to know this.
Unlike Fair Abraham, we don't remember her name.
No, she was just some like fucking
she
like
hot at least.
She's like a little house on the prairie, kind of like lanky, marm blonde fucking Midwest thing. She wasn't like unattractive or some shit, but she's like kind of plain Jane.
I definitely remember thinking that the article about it was that she wrote was interesting.
Yeah, she wasn't like inarticulate or some shit.
I don't
shit.
Remember if I watched the video or not.
I like watched the clips because there was like little highlights that kind of came with it, and it's just like her getting dicked out. And you're like, oh, this is a random chick who's not in porn just getting fucked. It was,
well, there is a whole amateur category.
But again, what was her goal with this? I'm a little confused.
I had to write the article. I don't know.
I think it was something career. Like, hey, wouldn't it be crazy to try porn?
Yeah, like exactly.
God,
and it's
are
like
so
yes
desperate.
That is the term that should be applied to that crazy Because for the rest of your days, anyone that Googles you can see your vag getting split open by a fleshy Louisville slugger. That is crazy. Wouldn't you call that crazy too, Patrick and William?
Are you guys super thankful that the internet kind of happened post bad decision making years for us for the most part?
Yeah, when I let James Dean fuck me in the ass, it was in 99 and it wasn't
he didn't film it
exactly. Okay. Yeah,
no, like I definitely have like questionable posts on like Facebook and Twitter. I deleted my Twitter. I need to delete
my Twitter. It's horrific.
But compared to like that woman or like people that are young now, like there's so much
that's
crazy
worse because I mean I assume she was at least in her 20s, if not 30s.
She's in her 30s.
So she's
like
a grown-ass adult.
Yeah, all frontal
lobes. I'm definitely
going to
look this up when I get home tonight, by the way.
Yeah, do some fucking one-handed research to it. I mean, it's fine. Like,
but yeah, like when people get in trouble for, like, especially like college athletes when they're 13, they tweeted the N-word, like, with the at the end. It's like, when he...
You go through my Twitter, that's... I think I use some not-us at the end.
Hard ER.
Yeah, never in a racist capacity, more like a, I don't think this word in and of itself should, or any other word, should be considered offensive type post.
Sounds like fucking Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, yeah. To this day, I'll get a random fave on some shit, and I'm just like, whoa, I typed that? Like, who is Fat Damon? What's his name? Jesse Plemons?
Yeah.
Okay. I did some years ago I posted like Jesse Plemons looks like Matt Damon plus a few chromosomes or something like that. And like every so often that one will get a favorite. Just weird, horrible shit.
Oh,
I said.
You're just writing mention them?
No, I wouldn't even add mention like people just or bots.
Yeah,
even,
I was gonna say, that's
like,
probably that sounds like
shit.
Bots, yeah.
You were just writing like stand up style jokes on Twitter basically.
Oh, like you do not know the efforts that I poured into Twitter for like the better part of a decade to try to get like some
bear any fruit. Like, did you get anything out of it? Did that help launch this podcast?
Only like sexting women.
Yeah, I was gonna
only
say,
that
gets you laid.
Well,
and,
I mean,
like,
that's not necessarily
early on. It's like any other social media site. It's like if you get on there early enough to catch the wave, like 2010, 2011, Twitter was actually pretty good. And then it becomes like every other fucking social media site where it's like all chiefs and no Indians. It's like, oh, follow for a follow, this shit. Like, I'm also promoting like my modeling or music or acting or comedy or insert fucking career here.
I was cleaning out a bunch of files on my computer because I've had like Macs since the 90s when I was in college, right? So like, I keep getting new computers, keep like porting all this shit over.
All right,
going through like,
I knew where you were going to go with it.
No, 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 you don't know where I'm going to go with this.
No, I meant Will.
Oh.
File share with Ian
Walker. No. It's just like junk. Like, I'm a graphic designer, like old design projects, just a bunch of crap. And like folders of just like, oh, it's a funny JPEG.
Design.
I found these videos.
Lost
on like two, what year was MySpace? Like 2005?
2003 to 2007.
Yeah. I was living
Facebook
in San Diego.
Like,
I was living in San Diego. I was working at Mad Cats, a video game company. We made like controllers and faceplates for Xbox and shit like that. Mm. And
why the hell
I was
would
probably
you
like,
ever leave that job?
More money.
I was gonna say probably paid.
Also, they're
shit.
Long since out of business, but it was a lot of fun. I was like 26.
Right.
Great people there. And that was when whatever year it was, give or take a year or two, you know, we all got onto MySpace. Yeah. And I was at, like, my skinniest, like, sexiest version of me. Like, you know, I'm not awful now, but I was the hottest version of me back then. And I made a MySpace page. And this woman that lived in, like, I want to say Seattle, but it could have been Portland. Somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. Just, like, randomly messaged me one day and started telling me that, like, she had family in San Diego and she was coming to visit and she wanted like a dude to hang out with.
God,
and this
I
is like
MySpace.
Young, naive Patrick, by the way. Too,
I so loved like, MySpace.
Oh, yeah, MySpace. So this wasn't legit?
Oh, this was legit.
Yeah,
I'm
saying
that
was like
story.
Fishing with dynamite
so
back then.
She would send me, she would take video. Remember the early digital cameras where like there was no screen on the front, like your phone or anything? Like, she would take videos of herself talking to me.
The Logitech eyeball-looking thing that recorded in a resolution of 640 by 480?
Like
no,
game
I'm
yeah,
talking about
I think
the,
I remember
the, like,
it.
The little bricks that were digital cameras that the lens would come out of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With, like, a tiny
like
one-inch.
An actual camera. Like,
yeah. Oh,
so
yeah,
like
yeah,
a spy
yeah.
Camera.
Okay, yeah.
She wanted to, like, send videos to each other. And so I found these videos that she sent to me. I don't have the ones I sent back to her. They're PG. Like, they're not, she wasn't naked or anything, but like, it was just so
boring.
Weird. It was so story weird to go back and see these videos like 20 years later, because they were super pixelated and like shitty and stuff. But yeah, like,
I mean, webcams did exist back then. This bitch was just a dope.
I think this was really like pre-webcam. I think this was like, no,
you definitely, webcams existed on MySpace. Because I remember, like,
yeah, webcams,
when I first started my MySpace page, I took pictures with a webcam and it looked like shit compared to like people who had digital cameras.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. Webcams predate the digital camera.
I mean, it did look like shit, but it was really kind of crazy to find these and watch them back. There were like, I don't know, 5 or 6 like 3-minute videos that I found from this. So do you want to hear the end of the story, though?
Sure, yeah.
So this was months before her planned trip, okay? And she was smoking hot, like,
and that trip was on September 11th.
Beautiful brunette, curly brown hair. She's sending me the videos. We're like, oh, hey, I'm just having my morning coffee, and we're talking and that kind of stuff. And there was one or two where like,
my morning puke.
You remember this?
Early on the conceited bitch train. I don't know anyone who did that shit.
I'm not
then.
Really doing her justice. I think if I show you these videos, you'd be like, oh, all right, I would have wanted
to. No, but that's battle. Like such a more recent thing. Like if someone in 2005 was just like, hey, I'm having my, what the fuck are you sending this to me for?
Well, I think you need to watch
snake
it.
In the coffee.
I think the insinuation was that there was going to be like a date or a hookup when she came to town.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So
this coffee is going to cause a bowel movement. So I'll be empty if you want to rock it.
I was pretty young and a lot less experienced with dating and all that stuff back then. And over the like the months leading up to her arrival, because at first it was just like all day messaging and her little videos and stuff.
I miss that shit.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Eventually she started like dropping little nuggets of like, oh, you know, I have a kid, and, oh, I'm divorced, and like, oh, actually I'm separated. And then all of a sudden, like, she's still married. So I had to call it off like right before she came down.
Oh,
well,
how old were you at the time?
I was like 26.
Oh, that's okay.
And I did have a weird, I was just telling my friend about this. I had a weird experience, shortly before that at, they had this kind of all day kind of street festival.
How old was she at the time?
Concert. I think around the same age, maybe a year or two older. I'd gotten like blackout drunk at this all-day concert in San Diego, and this woman just was all over me, and apparently we kissed at some point, and I was like,
oh no,
happy-go-lucky. I must have given her my business card earlier in the day. The husband starts calling me at work to like get the story or whatever, and I was like, look,
can
he, like,
you
I could barely
me too?
I could barely like see straight, and she was all up on, like, she came on to me like,
wait, so this is the woman you were talking to?
No, was, oh. I'm just giving an example of why I was a little gun shy.
Look, you need to understand, okay. Your wife is the whore in this situation.
Yeah, man. I mean, I didn't even want to, I wasn't even interested
you
in
have
that
to
person.
Understand your wife's not only a whore, but so ugly that I didn't want to fuck her, even when very drunk. Leave me alone, sir. Good day.
The dead ex we were referring to was married when I first met her.
Yeah, I've banged married chicks. Last chick I banged before Kelly was married to a gay guy. And she's like, I haven't been touched by a man that likes puss in like 20 years. And I
you
was
raised
like,
your hand and volunteered. To
did you get yourself tested?
No, she cleaned the strap on before giving it to me. giving me the what have you.
Oh, so you didn't need any Bluetooth sponsorships.
She was married to a Fenoich.
Well, I wore a rubber, for fuck's sake.
Oh, see, I don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can wear these things called condoms and not worry about AIDS after the fact.
Condoms?
Well, she had also told you that she hadn't been having any sex.
Yeah, that too. So.
All married women say that shit. You know, talk to the husband, see if he gives you the same story.
He did, William.
So, yeah, I had my one married woman creepy weird thing, and that was done after that.
Okay,
so,
yeah, I get it. How the the card. Okay, I was gonna say,
yeah, because back then, I mean, I didn't you know, I don't think it was at the end. I think it was probably the beginning of the night. I was just like excited to be out socializing. Yeah. And just gave, and then yeah, like basically I had to have a phone call with this dude. We just wanted to know the truth of what happened. I was like, look man, like I was blackout drunk, your wife was the like pursuant, and I barely remember it even happening. I have no interest in her. That's on her. Like, this is not, I'm not a part of your problem here. So don't ever.
My ex's husband called my fucking mom's house at like 1 in the morning. And thank God I was like coincidentally right next to the phone.
just waiting for it to come through.
No, it was just a pure coincidence. Like,
have you ever had like one of these dudes come after you or anything?
No, that was the closest. He was basically just like, stop fucking my wife. And I was like, no. But yeah, now
what does he say after that? Okay,
she's you all better. I have. It was like, it was really sad, and he was like in the army. I was like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah, like, don't you have America?
Get mad at her. What the hell are you mad at me for? I'm not cheating on anyone.
I thought I was gonna have to whoop this guy's ass, but he left. Luckily, he left me alone.
Oh man.
I mean, I don't get it. It's like, if she wasn't fucking me, she'd be fucking someone else. Like, your marriage or whatever is over. Like,
yeah, that's
start
generally
divorce proceedings.
Generally, if your partner's cheating, it's not the other person's fault.
I would say the last taken chick I was banging, where like her ex was bad news, was like a guy who was like big into the martial arts, but also had a speed problem. So like, he was getting kind of psychotic some days, and I was like, this probably shouldn't go on any longer than it already is.
Was he aware of your existence?
Not that I was fucking his girl, but yes.
Like, you met him?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was a different layer of scheme.
He
for me.
Pulled his nunchucks out and did a little demonstration for
you.
That's a
little
scum.
Rex Kondo.
And when you met him, you were already fucking her?
No, started fucking her later.
And you never saw him face-to-face again after you fucked her?
No.
Okay. At least that's somewhat less scumbaggy.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of that. I know no one watched the Larry Sanders Show, but Jeremy Piven gets fired by Gary Shandling at one point, and he comes back for the final episode. And Larry's like, oh, you're back. And Jeremy Piven's still angry. He's like, I just wanted to see that if we met again, if you would just smile and shake my hand like a piece of shit. While like Gary's shaking his hand, Gary's just like, and now you have your answer. Like, that's kind of, yeah, that's how that would go.
I don't think even I could do that. Because then at that point, you just look at the woman like, wow, you really are a fucking piece of garbage, huh?
I've never been harder.
But since then, you've taken a no married chicks stance.
I mean, almost no chicks, period. I've kind of like...
To hear Kelly tell it, I have. Heyo.
But yeah, it's just like, I don't want to fucking deal with that shit. Like, I got enough with me. I want to work on. I don't need to deal with anyone else.
Right on.
Sex is not worth... Like, I've had enough fucking sex for one life, so... I just... Yeah, I really don't give a fuck if it happens. Fine, but
get engaged, yeah. You'll appreciate sex again and what it is to have new and fresh sex.
Well, it's gonna be tough if he's not engaging with women at all.
I know,
I'll like fuck around here and there, but yeah, it's just I don't care to meet anyone new, if that's the best. Like, I don't care to, like,
yeah, you're not putting any energy into
like I said, like, I don't give a fuck to learn your sister's names and your sister's kids' names. Like, I've done it so many goddamn times now, I can't do it again.
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty repetitive once you get in your 40s.
Oh, I just treat it like improv. It's like, oh, who are the characters in this scene? You're Rob and you're Steve.
And like, yeah, back like 10 years ago, like when I was on Tinder, yeah, I could do that. Now it's just like, I'm too fucking old. Like, I can't do this
just
anymore.
A muscle to work. Just a muscle to work to retain 4 or 5 names.
No, it's like, I mean, even yesterday I ran to like one of my ex's kids at the fucking grocery store. I was like, oh, God.
Which one?
The younger one.
Oh, Jesus. How old's the younger one now?
He's going to be 19.
God damn. All right.
Nothing makes you feel older than seeing people's kids grow up if you don't have them.
Yeah. I mean, he was 8 when I met him. It's bizarre. Yeah.
But, and younger than that when he wound up on like Patrick's hard drive.
No, just a boring. I should put the MySpace videos on my phone.
No, but you're right.
You'll be mad at me for not hooking up with this woman when she came to town. But I was a little scared.
I get it. You could be gun shy, literally shy of gun entering the picture.
Yeah, but. I just didn't feel. I mean, now in my late 40s, I'm like, you idiot, you should have hooked. But back then, I was like, I didn't want the bad karma.
I can't like
hooking up with some guy's wife.
The dozens, and this sounds like humble bragging, it's not, it's just beating myself up, the dozens upon dozens of women in my life that I could have fucked and didn't because I got in my own head about it.
I mean, I think every guy has.
Like, especially in high school when your self-esteem's like,
I was telling Kelly this earlier tonight when we're driving back from dinner.
Sign of any healthy marriage.
Yeah. Do you know all the high school women I didn't fuck, you bitch? No, like senior year when I was like writing that column that like a lot of people enjoyed in the school paper. I had a column that was like basically a blog before a blog.
I forgot that.
Yeah, like I didn't have to write about anything. It was just like whatever comes into John's
You invented
head.
Blogging, got it.
I did, yeah.
That's it's like Forrest Gump.
Was it called Papa, yeah. Papa's Blog?
Yeah, I stepped in shit and said, it happens. And I just bitched in this thing all the time about like not having girls and shit. And then women that I would go home and like furiously beat my meat thinking about would walk
with
up
your
to
yearbook,
me.
Like with your yearbook open.
No, back then you used your head.
Yeah.
Those post-high school jerks are the best.
Yeah, you used imagination. You fucking made scenarios.
Like some girl you thought was hot was wearing like a short skirt that day. You fucking go home, peel a couple layers of skin off.
Yeah.
I don't think young kids now know what that's like. Oh, they haven't done the imagination.
It doesn't even, like a woman that they go to high school with could be naked in front of them. They're still going to go home, get out the iPad, and, like, watch Lisa Ann take four dicks in her ass at once. Like, it doesn't compare. But back then, yeah, you would, like, have long-distance romances in your mind with someone that didn't even know you existed. But I'm just saying, I can't tell you how many chicks that I literally masturbated to the thought of would then walk up to me and be like, I love what you wrote. That was, like, really funny. And I just be like, duh, thanks. Not like not using it as any sort of in. They would walk away and I'd be like, why can't I get a girl like that? Like not understanding. Maybe, just maybe that was them trying to throw a fucking lifeline in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I was oblivious back then too. I get it.
Like,
but when you actually hook up with a girl you used to jerk to, that's the best. That might be the greatest accomplishment.
Oh yeah, I have. Speaking of MySpace, and I've told the story 100 times on the air, I don't care. There was a crazy chick that lived in Section 8 Manassas housing. I was 27, she was 32. I thought I was fucking Mrs. Robinson when I bagged her.
Oh, did you have her over to the townhouse like once or twice?
Yes.
Okay.
You
vaguely remember?
Yeah, you were like pissed because I was banging her loudly to the point you could hear it in the basement or something like that.
I don't remember that.
I saw you in the kitchen. You were just like, God damn it.
Don't recall.
But she posted like photos of her in lingerie as her MySpace photos, and I literally like saved these things to beat off to, and I like fucking shot, you know, my shot with
her before you knew her.
Yeah. Okay. I shot my shot with her back when I was like chunkier. I was probably like 235 or something when I first started this. She doesn't get back to me. I lost maybe like 30-ish pounds, had new MySpace photos where I looked a lot better, hit her up. And, like, I think the next
also,
night...
In your photos, you were also in lingerie.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I was like, hey, that slutty shit with your wrists bound in lace behind your bodice. Two can play that game. M'lady. And...
Send her some Oscar De La Hoya shit.
Yeah. Just like Jason. Fucking hog under fishnets.
Papa's fishnets.
Yeah. Just a big mess of pubes and balls lurking underneath that shit. and I was like fucking her like a day or two later, and I was like, this is the greatest thing. Like, they should put this on the side of every Gold's Gym. You know what I mean? Like, this will get someone on a treadmill real fast. And she then proved to be somewhat unreliable and ultimately stole my DVD copy of the Simpsons movie, if I wish to date this story. But still, great sex.
You just brought that up the other day.
Yeah, I was just telling you that story the other day. Yeah, good unprotected sex.
I'd say it's worth it. You can buy another DVD.
Yeah, it was great.
But I don't know. I remember back then, it's like I was fucking some 34-year-old when I was like 23. I was like, I can't believe I'm fucking this old bag. Yes. Now 34 is almost a decade in the rearview mirror.
I know. Oh, God. To be in your 20s, banging someone in your
30s. Perspective is a hell of a thing, man.
Being like, I'm basically a Parisian. Look at me, the fucking sexual sophisticate that I am.
No, it was like, yeah, that age, I'd fuck like a woman who's like 38. Like, God, this bitch is so old. Which again, it's kind of weird. Like now I'm around that age. Like if I fucked a 23-year-old, it's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Like
I think when I was 31, I got blown by a 20-year-old. I was like, that was weird.
Why was she still in high
school?
What
would make it weird? She didn't know what she was doing? Like who?
No, I just say I'm not like.
Did her parents knock on the door?
Like, you were staring at her driver's license the whole time. Like what?
No, it's just like in even now, like just younger women. Like, they fucking annoy me. They're dumb.
For the longest
time. Older
women
are dumb enough. So it's like.
For the longest time, I enjoyed, like, younger. Like, even when I was like.
6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to.
Before they graduate out of the tiniest.
Yeah. You know, I just want to be able to blow a good raspberry. That's my foreplay. No, man, I guess I was just very, very immature. So even a few years into therapy, when I was probably like 39, 40, I guess because I was just talking to chicks on Reddit all day long, I was like, you know what? Like a very mature 27, that would be appropriate for a 40-year-old man, right? And it's like,
eh. I guess that's like the minimum, what they say, half plus seven, which to yeah. me is still like fucked up. But
I don't like, in terms of anyone that I had anything other than like the slammiest of casual encounters with, they gotta be like early 30s, early fucking 30s.
I'd say 35 and up at this
yeah because I just, you get old enough where the very tight body or whatever is not gonna outweigh
someone living with their parents still,
just everything. Yeah, like the hope. The hope that remains in them still, like you need that.
You want
burned.
That squashed, yeah.
Yeah, you need that burned away, like the flesh melting off the T-800. You know.
Well, I think it just if you have nothing in common other than like
fucking.
Sexual attraction, then that gets old pretty quickly, right? If there's nothing to talk about, like you had a DVD of the Sim, like
it's like that.
You owned a DVD?
Yeah.
What? Like, yeah, who would want
White
that?
Lotus? That's a.
I don't have any hard restrictions on, but like generally, don't date anyone more than 10 years younger than me.
Also, like, this day and age with people with fucking phones and shit, it's like, if you are fucking around with some 27-year-old, like, there's got to be 0% chance they're not talking to, like, five other guys and fucking around with them, too. Because it's like, I remember what I was like at that age, where it's like, you're texting multiple women and sometimes you fuck up and send, like, the wrong text to the wrong
woman. Oh, the fucking...
And then you have to explain and, like, lie away.
The rigid chill that passes through you. Oh my fucking god. I still remember when I was seeing that one girl in Philly. You remember that one summer? Yeah.
Like in Jersey?
Yeah, Jersey. Yeah. Alana. And I was cheating on her with this chick out of Maryland.
So you weren't even really cheating. It was a bullshit quote unquote relationship.
It's true, yeah. But I still felt bad because I was like fucking hitting them both in a less than protected capacity, nice. Shall we say. And
I guess that is technically cheating.
Yeah, and the one girl, like, literally got us a hotel room and then was like, I'm going to go look for ice. And in that, like, 2 minutes, not Donald Trump ice for beverages.
Yeah,
and,
this is years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Although I was darker than her, so who knows what she meant. But she marched off, and I, like, frantically am calling the girl in Jersey so I can sneak in a good night. Like, oh,
I've
love you too. Yeah, and like before
my
the other
God.
Chick comes back.
What were you doing, dude?
I don't know, man. I thought like this was the greatest thing on earth.
Was
like,
it like exciting to feel?
Yeah, it's a dopamine trip. Like, okay.
Yeah,
I remember...
you want to act like you're so fucking irresistible, and it isn't that you're just some compulsive piece of shit. You know what I mean? It's like, look at me, king of the world. Like I got bitches on bitches.
No, it's a dopamine trip. I remember like the night I started talking to my ex on Tinder, like. I was driving down to Richmond to fuck a married woman. When she fell asleep, I did the same thing. I snuck out of bed to call some other woman I was fucking that I gave chlamydia to that I probably got from the married woman. And then the next day, I fucking raw dogged my now ex like in her truck in a parking lot and just blew inside of her.
So she also got chlamydia?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I've given a lot of women.
And you said earlier that you don't like wearing condoms. That was the...
No.
Okay. Well, I wonder why.
Yeah. No, there's one time, like 2013, where it's like the first time I got chlamydia, and I kept calling women that I was fucking, and like they all had it. And at a certain point, I just stopped. I'm like, I'm tired of feeling bad about myself. You could figure it out.
The common denominator is you.
God, you're just the outbreak monkey.
Jeremy, it makes women sterile.
I was always very concerned about unwanted pregnancy, so I was pretty pretty cool.
Reliant. I would Catholic it. Just
in
like,
the
well.
Truck sex instance, I asked her like 2 seconds before I came. I was like, "Are you on birth control?" Yes, good.
Do you want me to come on the dash of the upholstery? What?
Yeah, I have some friends from growing up that that method did not work out well for them, and they've had children. Grown adults.
I mean, I've had a couple slip ups, but thankfully,
yeah,
took
I
care
did.
Of themselves.
I was on, I forgot what antidepressant, but the side effect was like I leaked pre cum, like actual loads amounts of pre cum.
I was going to say, usually it's the opposite. I remember when I was on like antidepressants, you had to fucking move like heaven and earth to come.
Oh, it was Celexa. Celexa was like a fucking wish from a monkey's paw. Because I got out of my head, and for the first time in my life, I was getting women's numbers left and right, and then, like, my pants would come off, and I'd just be fucking noodling them to the point I'd have to, like, jerk myself off 99% of the way and be like, all right, quickly place your mouth upon me! It was fucking terrible.
10 seconds of heaven, huh?
Yo, God.
Too bad you didn't
have
Bluetooth back then, man. You would have been set.
Oh, God. I still remember doing that inside a Ford Focus, and then she spat it out the window and chewed a Tootsie Roll to get the taste to come out of her mouth.
Oh.
Like, I think I love you.
I was going to say, to me, that's hotter. Like, most women swallow when a woman, like, takes your load and fucking spits it out like George Brett.
I don't know why, but the Tootsie Roll just sounds like a weird chaser to me.
No, like, I think that's infinitely sexier.
That's literally the only time I've been spat out.
Yeah, but same to me. It happened to me once. I was like, that's much, much hotter. Like, why are guys fucking complaining about this?
Well, do you want her to, like, actually be a good spitter, though? Like a fucking cowboy? Like, just like an 8-foot blast?
There's just a jizz-filled
fucking makes, like,
spittoon.
The ping.
Yeah. Like
those two wooden doors open.
Yeah,
spurs jangling
here for the both of us.
I'm your huckleberry.
Yeah, no, same with me. I had a woman spit once. I was like, God damn, that's hot.
You How about you, Patrick? What's your spit count?
I mean, I don't have a count. I mean, definitely it's happened before, but I don't know. I mean, once we've reached that point of the experience, I don't really give a shit what.
He's
you know.
Stalling because he likes to get snowballed.
Never done that one. I have had my share of
I just
like,
figured he was out cold right after.
I would say strange requests from women that I was kind of like not that into. Like there was one woman I briefly dated that was really into like, I'd say violent levels of choking.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
And she was really attractive. So I tried to play along with it, but I got really anxious during it, and I said I had to go to the bathroom. I went and googled how to perform CPR in case she were to pass out or something, because I didn't want to, like, you know, have a murder on my hands.
Yeah, no, I
so
get
yeah,
freaked
that
out by that
too
shit
long.
Too like
I've been with it. Some that some ladies that dug it, but the problem was that, like, then you would try to bring a light level of that to someone who didn't like that, and they'd be like, whoa, what
yeah,
the fuck's
this,
going on
this
here?
Was not like playful, like, hand on the this was like,
yeah,
autoerotic asphyxiation type
yeah you're probably
shit,
better off with the one that's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah
just
the one that wants to black out has other issues.
Just a tad.
If you're worried about what you're going to explain to the police afterwards, and like, it's hard to concentrate.
I was in a situation like that a couple years ago, like a few months before my now fiance was in the picture. And I was hanging out with this girl that I'd seen, like, once before when I was, like, much, much heavier. She ran in a circle of friends, and, like, we always would, like, just ogle her Instagram because we're like, God damn, this chick is, like, so fucking gorgeous. So I'm hanging out with her, and, like, we spend the night kind of, like, knocking them back. Not too much. She drank a bit more than me. I was driving around. But long story short...
Started to sound like our last podcast.
Yeah. Long story short, zero consent was obtained. No, she, like, 2, 3 in the morning, is like, are you familiar with like brat kink? And I'm like, what is
bread kink? Rice, like the fucking diet you eat when you're vomiting.
What was the word? Brat? Or
brat, like the Charlie XCX or whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah, oh. Brat, like wah, wah.
I was going to say, is this some baby shit? Like,
no, I'm like, I guess the general tenets are, you know, what, like you crave some form of discipline. She's like, and she doesn't really explain it, but I believe you kind of act out in a bratty manner. Looking for discipline, but she was like a much younger chick, and we're like alone in my car at this point, like 3 something in the morning, and she's more sober than I said, actually, now that I think about it. I don't think we drank that much. And she's like, starts like busting my balls, and then is like giving me directions to get back to her place, but then they're like the wrong directions, so we're driving in circles.
What a brat.
Yeah, and she's like
breaking your balls, how? Like,
she's just like, I've been wasting your time and we're driving in circles. What are you gonna do about it? And I'm just like,
get the fuck out. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, I'm starting to like old man get sleepy because I'm like 39, 40 for this shit. And I'm just like, you're a younger woman alone in my car with me. I'm not doing a fucking thing. Like, I'd love to fuck you, but not like this.
So that's brat kink?
I guess so. I mean, it was blue ball kink.
Sounds like you're banging an episode of Daria, dude. That sounds
awful. Don't get me wrong. I've definitely masturbated too many multiverse scenarios where I just fuck her senseless and explore brat kink in that way. But yeah, it's...
Oh, you just got the pre-brat.
The car. Okay. Like, oh, because you didn't have your place back then.
I didn't have my place, yeah. Okay, so if you want to add some color to the evening, at some point, Maria Papa Giorgio has called my cell phone 8 times in a row and is like, where are you? It's 1 a.m. And you're trying to be like, shut up, you bitch, quietly enough so that the fucking lovely 25-year-old across from you doesn't hear it. So yeah, it was a real treat.
And that means she's probably bothering me too. Probably texted me like, have you talked to John?
Where is he? I'm worried. She always calls. Where are you? I'm worried. Like, that's her sense of entitlement to everything. My anxiety.
I'm responsible for that. Fuck you.
Yeah, I exactly. It's just the worst. And at a certain point, I don't want her. Again, the 32-year-old that I mentioned in Section 8 housing in Manassas. I remember walking out of her place at 6 a.m, like I was cock of the walk. And I come back, this is back in the day when you left your cell phone somewhere, to what must have been 16 missed calls and like 10 voicemails from my mom. And I guess the old bitch had finally clocked out by 6 or 7 a.m, and I call and wake her up.
She was like, worried all night.
Where were you? And I was like, getting my dick sucked. Is that what you wanted to hear? And then she hung up. I was like, good.
Good. I think, again, when I was like 23, I had that apartment in Fair Lakes, and I was fucking some like 38-year-old stripper. I think she like came over the next morning.
Yeah, exactly.
And like knocked on my door. Like, thank God she didn't have a fucking key.
Because
she couldn't get in touch with me.
When I was banging the 32-year-old, like you said, we didn't even live at home. I was at the townhouse with you, living on my own. Yet somehow she felt that entitled.
These women were so much older that you were banging that your mom was worried you were trying to replace her.
Yeah.
I think I've gone like 16, 17 years above my age. That's about
I don't think I've ever done more than 10-ish.
But no, when I was in L.A. one time, again, let's talk about when I was blackout drunk. She was just like calling her fucking cousin in Orange County like, that bitch is going to go check on me. Because I guess I left my AIM on. And you remember, like, it would say, oh, such and such
idle
is idle. Yeah. I've been idle for, like, 11 hours or whatever.
She thought you were dead.
Yeah. She called. Her cousin called me. I'm fucked up. I'm just passed out on top of my blankets in my clothes. A little fucking mini Doberman Sancho is probably sleeping on me. And, like, my landline rings. I'm like, huh? It's like, well, this is your cousin, Joe. I'm like, who? And it's just, she called like her second cousin that lived probably an hour away from me in Orange County. Like, that's going to do something. It's waking me up drunk and high at 3 a.m.
Oh, God.
Awful.
Yeah, she's a character. And oh my god, now that the fucking kid is on the way, now she's got anxiety about the fucking baby miscarrying and shit like that.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Oh, it's just the worst.
Well, at least she's not like trying to cock block either of you anymore.
No, I guess not. I guess I get to fuck my fiance's pussy freely, according to mommy.
That's what she told you?
Yeah, that was in the welcome to the family card given to Kelly.
But you expressed earlier you're not really interested in that during the third trimester, so.
No, dude, there's only so many ways to skin a buffalo, you know? Like,
I don't know, dude. I've never been in that situation.
Yeah. Sex was really great for a while, like just having fun with sex. And then you're like, we've done this a lot, haven't we?
It's any relationship.
Yeah.
What the hell has your longest relationship been prior to this?
Katie. 3.5 years with Katie, I think. But that was a weird relationship.
Oh, yeah. You said you weren't having sex like the last year?
No, last like 2.5. The majority of it. So I'd get the occasional very begrudging blowjob.
God, that's the worst kind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fucking... Where it's just absolute task, absolute mental checklist.
Still gotta get out. Like if my fucking ex didn't fuck me for 2.5 days, she would have been out of the house.
Bye. Yeah, I.
Well,
you hold
them to a much higher standard than your brother.
Apparently. I mean, that's the one fucking reason you're here, bitch.
I'm like, look, I'm like De Niro in Heat, who's like preaching the whole like, look, if you see the heat around the corner, you're gone 30 seconds flat. And then what happens when De Niro sees the heat? He goes and he fucking kills Wayne Grow. And he dies for it ultimately. Because that's the lesson of Heat. He talks a good game, but he's full of shit.
Well, he didn't leave her.
He abandoned her. Chick.
But he couldn't let Wayne Grow get away with ruin. Like,
yeah, so I guess he did like uphold his own code. It's more like his pride or whatever.
Kind of, but his own code would have been like to leave with or without Edie. He leaves her just kind of like, well, I don't want you mixed up in this.
He left her double parked outside the hotel and he never...
Yeah, I think the implication is he is abandoning her.
Yeah,
like the way they look at each other through the car.
Yeah, I know, he's abandoning her, but I...
And again, he's abandoning her for like his own selfish reasons, like... Again, he could have flown to fucking paradise or whatever with her.
Yeah, fair enough.
His ego, right, and the fact like he can't let Wayne Grow get one over on him is what
does. Yeah, but I think that shows he didn't step out. And Shehurlis fucks up too.
And in your life story, you're Robert De Niro. You're reading books about alloys.
No, I'm just Tone Loke. In the club. Going,
oh, all right.
Chirito. Michael Chirito. Who's also a porn star. I love that someone took that name as a porn star. Porn sobriquet. Like, is that the French term?
Carmella Bing, who got incredibly fat.
Oh, God, don't. Why did you fucking... We're talking about all the MySpace jerking we did. Like, in the late aughts, like, Carmella Bing was like...
Were you guys big Tila Tequila fans?
Yeah, I like Tila Tequila.
She was hot back then, man.
Yeah.
She was all over MySpace.
Yeah, because she was everyone. That's how she got famous. She was early on it. She was everyone's number one friend before you could arrange your top eight. So everyone's like, who's this Tila Tequila bitch?
Yeah, who is this? No, I was hooking up with a fucking 4'10" Asian chick when she was big. Fucking loved that. It's great.
Oh, like she had like some heat on MySpace?
She did, actually, yeah. She was like a car show model or some shit.
I remember her.
Yeah. She later worked for Amazon moving boxes and got an incredibly broad, powerful back. I was like, oh, didn't see that happening, but good for you.
So she's not the one that ended up becoming your fiance?
No, okay, no. Right. I mean, also the part when I said she was 4'10" and Asian. Should I have given that away?
I just, you know, the broad, powerful back.
Yeah. No, no. If anything, Kelly does have a broad, powerful back. She does a lot of pull-ups. She's got that Vasquez from Aliens back.
I actually like that.
Vasquez is kind of hot.
Yeah,
like we see like striations in women's like back and shoulders
good fit
and shit.
Body, yeah. I don't like soft and doughy so much anymore.
My ex looked like that when I met her. No, fucking bitch's arms got to be bigger than my legs.
It's not good.
No.
So, well, like James Dean, you also are a feminist.
Oh, yeah. Total.
Will likes to call himself an ally, yes. Well, guys, it's 10:30 on a school night. Shall I let you go at this point?
That's what I say.
Yeah, man, I feel like we've covered some good topics. But you're not going to go 7 months again, right? Like, I kind of pestered you into doing this for a while.
No, we can do it next week. If you want to talk logistics, so we can maybe set up a camera and make YouTube
video
content.
Podcast.
I know. Nobody
2025 this shit.
Yeah.
Let's get the Blue Chew and the dick mold thing going first, and then we'll...
It's just, that can be our pre-show ritual. We all take a Blue Chew and wear very loose
pants. Castings of our penises?
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking broadcast with giant... What does Farva say? With giant raging hard-ons?
Raging mega huge boners.
There we go. Yeah. We broadcast with raging mega huge boners.
Okay. All right. How do you wrap this thing up, man?
Oh, thank you both for your time. Patrick and Will, thank you for joining up. It was a
great to
fun
be here.
Time. I'm John. This is Papa's Basement. I would say back in the day, I'd be like, find us on Twitter, but I've migrated to Blue Sky because Elon can suck my fucking ass, Nazi piece of shit.
Yeah, he's awful.
Yeah, and I don't do anything on Blue Sky. I don't tweet anything funny. I use
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I follow Molly, my friend, Molly Heckerling's account, mm-hmm. and I follow Wario64, the video game news account. That's what I follow.
At least you have your priorities straight.
Yeah, and that's how I got my Nintendo Switch 2 at 12:15 a.m. this morning.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I was bearing the lead. That should be the title of the episode.
What comes first, the Switch 2 or the child?
Switch 2. Switch 2 is like in a month and a half or some shit like that.
Okay, well, I mean, I know the baby shower's coming up, so I didn't know exactly what the due date
baby's
is.
Baby's end of July.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh,
sorry. Do they come from China or Japan?
The baby comes from my fiance's pussy.
Vietnam, I think I read.
Yeah, Vietnam.
So they're having to like circumvent the tariffs by like moving.
Oh,
from China.
So they announced the price that was already like pretty high. Like people were pissing and moaning about how expensive it was compared to the other one.
Yeah, that's all I know about this thing.
And then because of Trump's horse shit, they had to be like, actually, we're not letting you pre-order it when we said we were going to because it might have to cost more. And then after 2 weeks, they're like, all right, fine. We already baked in enough price increase that even this fucking dipshit can't fuck it up right this second. And so they did the pre-orders.
This is for a DS?
No, a Nintendo Switch 2. Okay. Like, literally...
How much is it?
$450 for the base system versus $300 when the one came out in 2017.
I mean, don't, like, PlayStations and Xboxes cost more than that?
Yes. Yeah. They cost more than that 4 years ago, or whenever the fuck the... Series X and the PS5 dropped.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
No. I got the bundle with Mario Kart for a cool $5.
And it's portable too, right?
Yeah. It's powerful.
I think it's just a beefier horsepower version of what's been out for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
right?
A big damn screen.
I tapped out with video games for fucking PS1, so...
Well, I was thinking about having an old school gamer night, but we could talk about this off.
Yeah,
off
I was going to say, like, when fucking Crash Bandicoot came out, I was like, that's enough for me.
I have to move in a third dimension? Fuck this.
Like, what the hell's a bandicoot? I quit
boring
gaming.
As hell. It stinks.
I'm all quitting right. Gaming, and I'm quitting married women. And I'm quitting condoms. And I'm not starting a fucking band either.
All right, till the next one. We're out of here.